More and more, addicts look like everybody else, in part because many are addicted to medications that have been prescribed to them.
Addiction shows up in medical professionals, in lawyers, in law enforcement. It shows up in every field. It spans all socioeconomic spectrums and genders.
Andrea Pazdera is the program director of MindSprings Health in Aspen. She and her staff provide, among other mental health services, addiction and alcohol counseling. She's talking about the growing number of people who are addicted to prescribed pain medicines. It's a national problem, and it's a local problem. For decades, substance abuse has ranked as the number one public health problem in the Valley. What's happening here and elsewhere in the country has been labeled a crisis by the federal government.
Good morning. I now convene the hearing of the Subcommittee of Oversight and Investigations entitled Examining the Growing Problems of Prescription Drug and Heroin Abuse.
A couple weeks ago, addiction to prescription drugs was the topic of a hearing in Congress. Texas Congressman Michael Burgess is a physician, and he's vice chair of the House Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee. The hearing featured witness testimony from the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, the Department of Justice, and the White House. At the outset, Burgess made it clear there is little difference in addiction to prescribed medicines or to street drugs like heroin.
These are separate and distinct problems, but unfortunately they do share a common endpoint: addiction, abuse, overdose, and death.
And the statistics are eye-opening.
Prescription drug abuse kills more than 16,000 people a year. From 2007 to 2012, heroin use rose by almost 80% in this country, and 3,000 people die each year from heroin overdoses.
Dig down into those stats, and you will find that 80% of heroin addicts became addicted first to medicines that were prescribed to them. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health, the state has the second highest prescription drug abuse rate in the country. More than 250,000 Colorado residents over the age of 12 were misusing prescription painkillers in the last year. It turns out a doctor introduced many of these addicts to the opioid family of drugs for legitimate purposes of easing pain. Acute pain from surgeries and broken bones or burns, or chronic pain from diseases like cancer or persistent back pain. The list of pain medications is long and includes oxycodone, OxyContin, Demerol, codeine, Vicodin, and many others.
Typically what happens is that over time, our bodies can become tolerant of a medication, and then we need more medication to get the same effect, so to get that same pain effect. When we start experiencing that, we have now reached a place where we're physically dependent on that medication.
And at this point, in addition to needing more meds to treat the initial pain, the patient will also begin to feel withdrawal from the narcotic, often flu-like symptoms. Take a pill or two, and it goes away, and the addiction cycle begins to take hold. It can lead to what doctors call med-seeking or doctor shopping. Once the original prescription is used up, a person will go to a second, third, or even fourth physician asking for a new prescription. Dr. Greg Balco is chairman of the emergency department at Aspen Valley Hospital. When med-seeking patients come to the ED, Balco says there are often obvious flags.
You know, several different things. One is the story. Sometimes it's, I lost my prescription, sort of like the homework with the kid in school. But other times it's, it comes out. The story that it's a chronic problem, and then you start asking questions of who's their doctor and not being able to get a hold of this doctor. It's definitely lots of red flags like that.
In response to med-seeking, in 2012, Aspen Valley Hospital enacted a policy to help reduce the problem of addiction to prescriptions. The policy says that chronic pain will be treated temporarily with non-narcotics, and that it is up to the patient to consult with a primary care physician. The policy also lets the patient know the emergency room doctor will consult a statewide database on controlled substances to see if other prescriptions have been written or sought.
what they've obtained, how much they've obtained, and if they're seeing a lot of different providers, if they are receiving an excessive amount of medications, that's usually a red flag in our mind that somebody's probably got a problem.
The pharmaceutical industry has also made changes to address another issue with prescription drugs, that many are misused for greater effect. Pills are crushed up and either snorted or injected. Often prescription meds are sold on the street along with heroin or meth. In response, drug makers have created crush-proof pills and added ingredients to the medication that makes snorting uncomfortable. Ultimately, says Dr. Balco, addiction and mental health treatment is required if the problem is to be resolved.
I don't know if there's an easy answer into how to make it go away. A lot of the problem lies with the person themselves and them realizing they have a problem.
At the MindSprings Health Aspen Counseling Center, Andrea Pazdera says because drugs like OxyContin or Percocet are prescribed, they can come with a veneer of respectability, and as such, open the door of addiction to people who would never consider using something like heroin or morphine.
And an important part of this is there is a benefit, and that benefit is really critical. And there are some people who really do require some level of opiate to address their physical health issues, and that's valid. And yet we need to be just as acutely aware of the backside of these drugs.
Pazdera regularly counsels clients who are addicted. Many are encouraged to attend 12-step programs like Alcoholics and Narcotics Anonymous. In some cases, they are recommended for residential rehab facilities. Prescription medication addiction treatment is essentially the same as it would be for heroin or methamphetamine addiction. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.